You're listening to a passage from Practice, Unleashing the Power of Faith, a daily devotional by Jane Giroux.
Submitted by Melissa McLawhorn Houston. I felt the blast when a bomb tore the face off the Alfred P. Murrow Federal Building in Oklahoma City, killing 168 people and injuring hundreds more. I was too close to hear it. I walked away with no injuries, but thought I was going to die from the pain. On April 19, 1995, I was a young lawyer enjoying my first job as a staff attorney for a sentencing commission. I was seated at my desk reviewing criminal statutes, which is very boring work. I had planned to take a break at 9 a.m. As I got up from my desk, the guy in the office behind me started chatting. That annoying encounter probably saved my life. The blast of the bomb at 9:02 made my hair stand straight on end and threw me to the floor. Something evil had happened. It was difficult getting out of the building. Everyone in my office went to the hospital. But I was not injured physically. Mentally, that's a different story. After 2 days of being in shock, it hit me. The horror, the despair, the hopelessness, the darkness. It was as if the final shockwave from the bomb had come through and knocked me down again. And so began the darkest period of my life. Now, I'm a strong person, and I've overcome much in my life, but this was unbearable. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't think straight. I couldn't function. People told me I had been spared for a reason, and I needed to move on, but I wasn't worthy. I became bulimic. I didn't deserve to eat. I went to church and cried through the service. I wasn't worthy of being there. I realize now that I suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder, bulimia, and survivor guilt. But at the time, it was just darkness. My mom, ever my caregiver and champion, would not give up. She took me to grief groups, counselors, doctors, church, but nothing worked. Then we visited my grandmother's priest, Father Jack Fahili. I wasn't Catholic at the time, but my mother was desperate. There was something about this man that I opened up to. I confided in him. I told him about the darkness I felt. Going to church made it worse. I told him I had been tested and had failed. I had no faith. He looked at me with such compassion, told me that I needed to keep going to church. He didn't know if it would be weeks or months or even years, but that I would once again have faith, and I would once again feel God's loving presence. He took my hand, looked me in the eye, and said, "I have faith enough for both of us." It was a turning point in my life. It was okay that I didn't have any faith, because his faith was strong enough to carry us both. He knew God hadn't abandoned me, and that God would find his way back into my heart. He knew I would come out of the darkness, because he had that much faith in him. Father Fahili was right. His faith was strong enough for both of us. It began my journey out of darkness and back into light and back to my faith. Melissa McLawhorn Houston, former Attorney General's Office and Oklahoma Labor Commissioner, from Norman, Oklahoma.